Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick, and with me today I have Julie Kutuzov, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Small Mid-Cap Core Strategy. Welcome back, Julie.
Hello, Ben. Happy to be here.
Julie, market returns were flat to up modestly, with growth outperforming value and lower quality stocks leading the pack in the fourth quarter. Can you speak about the impact this has had on your particular strategy?
Sure. As you mentioned, growth companies outperformed value counterparts during the fourth quarter, with the Russell 2500 Growth Index up 2.4% and the Russell 2500 Value Index down slightly. The Russell 2500 benchmark's performance was, in fact, driven by names with low earnings quality, high volatility, and low returns on equity, although companies with stronger balance sheets did outperform. Overall, this was a challenging environment for us. Our top sector contributor during the quarter was financials. The sector posting the second highest performance for the benchmark following the U.S. presidential election, with investors expecting reduced government regulation, additional interest rate cuts, and a generally improved level of economic activity. Bank stocks were particularly strong. We outperformed in the financial sector, which is notable considering our structurally underweight position in the banking segment due to its inherent capital intensity and low competitive differentiation.
Julie, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the fourth quarter of 2024?
LPL Financial Holdings, ticker LPLA, was our highest stock contributor for the quarter. Other top contributors were Interactive Brokers Group, ticker IBKR, Ollie's Bargain Outlet Holdings, ticker Ollie, Choice Hotels International, ticker CHH, and Pfizer Corporation, ticker FICO. LPL provides independent financial advisors and financial institutions with technology, research, clearing and compliance services, and practice management programs that they need to create and grow their practices. The company has been the leading independent broker-dealer for multiple decades, having established a strong reputation with both advisors and customers. LPL earns a significant portion of its profit from net interest earned on clients' operational cash balances, so an expectation of a lower interest rate environment negatively affected investor perception of the company's profit trajectory last quarter. In addition, shares were negatively impacted by several large bank competitors calling for a high interest rate to be paid on client cash to customers. Shares recovered strongly this quarter, having responded favorably to the November presidential election due to an expectation of lessened risk of any regulatory action. Universal Display Corporation, ticker OLED, was our weakest performer this quarter. Other detractors were Cooper Companies, ticker COO, Norson Corporation, ticker NDSN, Bright Horizons Family Solutions, ticker BFAM, and Exponent, ticker EXPO. Universal Display Corporation, or UDC, is a leading manufacturer of phosphorescent, organic, light-emitting diode emitter materials used in display and lighting applications. From our perspective, the company's 30-year track record of developing, commercializing, and innovating OLED materials has resulted in extensive proprietary technical knowledge and manufacturing know-how that would be difficult to replicate. Shares lagged during the quarter, driven by broad-based weakness in the consumer electronics market. We see these issues as temporary. Despite current headwinds, the long-term thesis around broader OLED penetration in IT markets remains intact, and we believe UDC is well-positioned to benefit from its leading market position.
Julie, the market showed periods of broadening out in the second half of the year. Do you believe this can continue into 2025? And if so, why?
Yes, I do. As you recall, in the first half of 2024, investors flocked to big technology companies, those primary beneficiaries of recent advances in artificial intelligence. And in the second half, many investors begin questioning vast investments some of those big tech companies were committing to AI. The latter was a significant factor behind the market broadening. From our perspective, the market should continue to broaden as long as the economy is in check and the Fed continues cutting interest rates. Vast investment in the nation's infrastructure should provide additional support, and once we get down to the desired level of mortgage rates, we believe the U.S. housing market should recover, providing a boost to a broad spectrum of industries and segments.
Julie, earnings growth for small and mid-cap stocks are estimated to have returned to positive growth this past quarter and to be strengthening into 2025. What do you feel most optimistic about heading into next year, and where would you be most concerned for investors in your strategy?
The market is driven by earnings expectations that are closely tied to the interest rate and consequently general economic outlook. Small and medium-sized companies tend to be more economically and interest rate sensitive. As such, we believe they are well positioned to benefit from a more favorable interest rate and macroeconomic environment, and more importantly, reduced levels of uncertainty on both fronts. It is important to remember that the SMID group is not a homogeneous one. These companies range from nascent to mature, from money losing to highly profitable, from highly levered to debt-free, and from commodity businesses to highly differentiated proprietary ones. We run a focused, high-conviction portfolio of names that we believe are high quality. These are proprietary businesses with strong under-levered balance sheets, which are the result of this company's durable self-funding ability. While our companies will not benefit from low interest rates to the same extent as their highly indebted peers, we believe they have the full potential to enjoy benefits of accelerated economic activity that follows. Unfortunately, a good deal of uncertainty still remains. While improved, inflation is cooling more slowly than expected, with prices of everything from groceries and restaurant meals to housing and insurance much higher than they were 4 years ago. And while consumer spending, the key driver of the U.S. economy, has proven surprisingly resilient, lower-income consumers appear to be struggling due to these inflationary pressures. At the same time, labor market data suggests that the economy might be stronger than expected, potentially slowing the pace of interest rate reductions. In December, the Fed signaled only two additional cuts in 2025, suggesting that interest rates could stay higher for longer, affecting borrowing costs and potentially giving investors lower-risk alternatives to stocks. Even with short-term rates cut, longer-term rates remain elevated. Tied to the 10-year Treasury yield, high mortgage rates continue to hamper the housing market recovery. Many investors also worry that the market looks pricey. Expectations are high, in fact, with companies in the S&P 500 index projected to grow profits at a mid-teens percent rate this year. Stocks rallied following the presidential election in hopes of tax cuts and looser regulation. At the same time, President-elect Donald Trump has proposed sweeping tariffs and mass deportations policies that could prove to be inflationary. Adding to the uncertainty are wild cards on the geopolitical front, with ongoing conflicts in the Ukraine and the Middle East. We continue to believe that our high-quality investment philosophy, in-depth fundamental research process, and active portfolio management are particularly relevant today.
Julie, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our KingCast listeners.
Thanks, Ben.
You've just listened to KingCast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.kane.com. KingCast is the official podcast series of Kane Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.